You're listening to Amud B'Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg and Seches Ervin, Daf Nun Amud Aleph. Welcome back to the night crew, Vinny. The siman for Nun is an interesting one. It's a Nun Kampoop, a Nin Kampoop, a Nun Kampoop. So, right, someone who just messes up everything and always these simanim are. It's always a guy making several mistakes. I think the first topic is going to be tonight's Amud. Tonight's Amud, basically, it's going to be a statement and three challenges to that statement of different cases. So that will be the main topic. But we're starting from the Gemara at the bottom of Mem Tes Amud Beis. So I guess we have to review this Mishnah. I'm not going to review the whole Amud because that's all right. But might feel the need to. So there's a statement to the Mishnah. I feel like we have to review the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that someone who's coming on the way and he's walking on the way to a certain place and it gets dark. But he knows a certain landmark there. So he can say Shvisa Si Tachtov, my recognizes a certain point. So he says, I'm going to be situated here. My Shvisa, I'm going to be called Shvisa under it. So the Mishnah says Lo Amar Klum, doesn't do anything. But we'll see how literally we're supposed to take that statement. Then we said, but if he specifies by the trunk of the tree by Ikaro, so then that will take effect and we'll deal with how. But this case of Lo Amar Klum, so let's understand this. So the Gemara says, my Lo Amar Klum, what does it mean? Doesn't do anything. Amar Rav Lo Amar Klum Kol Iker. Right? It doesn't mean all of the trunk. It means at all. It doesn't do anything. Dafilu L'Tachtov Shalilan Lo Matzi Azel. Even under the tree itself, you cannot go to. Meaning, you are stuck in your Dalet Amos. You have your Dalet Amos space. Rashi explains over here why Dalet Amos. What happened? Meaning, usually someone could be at least Konish to like wherever I am. I'm Konish Shvisa for 2,000 Amos in all directions, right? And if I was in an enclosed area, then that space plus 2,000 Amos outside of that. So what's going on over here? So the answer is, he explicitly rejected this spot. He says, I'm going to be over there, over yonder. So he's saying, I am not going to Shvisa here.
He has that power?
Yes. It seems that it's a special heter for someone who's traveling on the road who hasn't reached a certain spot yet, right? Because usually it has to be either your presence or food. And then some machlokas, whether everyone could do the food trick, or right? So, or everyone could do the presence trick. But over here, it's a special kula for someone who has not quite yet reached his destination. He's traveling on Shabbos. Special hetzer for him that if he's makir a certain place, he can declare and designate that. So what he's saying though is, I am not kona shvisa right here. I'm rejecting this part. Okay, so now you don't have here. What's wrong with over there? And that's what the Gemara is going to deal with at the top of the next Amud of what's the problem. This Pashut understanding seems to be that he just says Tachtov, but there's a lot of four Amos spaces under it. You didn't designate any particular Dalet Amos, and that's really going to be the problem. Right, but if you say, no, by the trunk, so that's a Dalet Amos space, and say by that trunk and four Amos out of it, so then your Kona Shvisa there, and then 2,000 Amos out. So, but Rav says it does not work at all. And not only does not work at all, you also forfeited your current spot. So you have Dalet Amos, and that is it. Shmuel says Lo Amar Klum Lebeso. No, it means that this doesn't do anything regarding his house. Avalatachto Shalilan Matzi Azil. But he is able to go under the tree. So just to get where we are. So the only thing standing between this guy and his house is a tree and several thousand amos. Okay, but he's walking towards the tree, and the hope would be, ideally, if he could get to that tree, if the tree is his. This is Makom Shvisa, and then he could be within 2,000 Amos of that, then he maybe can extend to his house. So maybe that's what he would be able to do. That's the hope. In general, when it comes to Erev Tchumen, you're not really adding any distance. you're just shifting where the center of that point is, like where the radius of your I guess 4,000 amos. Yeah, that radius of the 4,000 amos. So you're just shifting the center. Right? The question is, am I at the back end? I have 2,000 amos this way. Maybe I'm like halfway through it, and then I have 2,000 amos. So right, the whole concept of this tchum is just shifting your center, shifting that radius. So if he says I'm going to be under that tree. Now again, this is Shmuel saying the first case of the Mishnah where he didn't say by the trunk. So it's really an unspecified place under the tree. So we do say, okay, if it's within 2,000 amos of you, that's one point. It has to be within 2,000 amos of you. So you can walk there, and you could say that somewhere under the tree is your space. You might not be able to get to your house necessarily. We'll see that, because there is a limitation. Because you didn't specify by the trunk of the tree or by the edge of the tree or anything like that. You just said tachtav, under the tree somewhere. So here's the limitation. So regarding your house, you're not necessarily going to be able to get back to your house, assuming your house is within 2,000 amos, but maybe like exactly 2,000 amos. I didn't review the Rashi tonight. But what does the Gemara say? Limitation. Nasa tachtav shall yivan, but the space under the tree is chamar gamal. It's chamar gamal. We learned about this term, chamar gamal, which means yes, right. Nishtir nishtad, right? Where you're half donkey driver, half camel driver, because a camel driver, usually a camel leads his camels, he goes in front, and the donkey driver, he usually follows behind the donkey pushing the boat. Yeah. You know what experience this? Okay. So that's usually what happens. So basically what we mean is that he's kind of stuck in this one zone. And how is that so? He's talked to me in one zone. And that what that means also is that it's a chum, or that we're being machmir in certain directions. Right? When we had a question about a suffix, so you know, is his focal point, his shmuck masvisa, is it his house or is it 2,000 amos away when we had where he put his bread, and we're not sure which one. So normally, if you say it, you know, it's the place where his house is, so he can go 2,000 amos backwards and 2,000 amos towards where he put the bread. If you say his place is by the bread, this is I'm giving the first example when we said chamar gamal, so we have by the bread, so maybe that's where it is. But if we don't know which one, it's a suffix, so we say he's chamar gamal, so he can only go 2,000 amos between those two spots and can't extend past one or the other because we don't know either one. What we do know for sure, which is within his domain where he can walk, is for sure between. So over here, within the tree, we know is good within the tree area, but balim dod min hatzafon mod din lo min hadarom. If he wants to go from the northern end, measure from the northern end, he has to do it from the most southern end of the tree. And balim dod min hadarom, but if he wants to measure it from the southern end of the tree, modin lo min hatzafon, he has to do it from the northern end. What that means is that we're going to be machmir. So let's say I don't know how big the tree is, but it's like, you know, maybe like 8 amos or whatever it is. So where do we start measuring? He wants to be able to get to his home. His home is maybe roughly under 2,000 amos from the tree. So you might say, oh, well, the whole area under the tree is his designated, is his makom shvisa. That's what you might have thought. And therefore you say, so I go from the farthest end of the tree, and the end that's closest to the house, and I can go there. And if that's 2,000 amos, that's good. I can go back home. No, that's not true, because we don't know. Maybe he was kona when he said under the tree. Maybe he's kona the 4 amos at the end of the tree closest to his house, but maybe not. Maybe he was kona the 4 amos closest to him, farthest away from his home. So because we don't know, or could be a 4 amos in between those two. We don't know. It's any 4 amos under the tree. So we say chamar gamal. We assume that, so you're trying to measure your space to go back home, 2,000 amos. So you have to do the farthest end of the tree from the home, and if that's within 2,000 amos, kol kavod, enjoy. You know, you can spend Shabbos with the family, how nice. And if not, I'm sorry. So this is the shita of Shmuel. Rav is not so generous. Rav says, you only have dalet amos. So now, So now the Gemara says, Omar Rabba, my time out to Rav. What's the reason for Rav? Rashi says up here, Bishlava l'shmul. Shmul, that makes sense. L'shmakama. Rashi brings another understanding of Shmuel Shita, but he asks like three questions on it and rejects it. If I remember correctly, his the Chamar Gamo is that he stuck under the tree. He has to spend a whole Shabbos under the tree, which doesn't really make sense. Rashi asks three questions on it, and then at the end it says, the Lashon doesn't make sense. It doesn't make practically. Why would that be? Why does he give up his? Why does he not have his 2,000 amos? So Rashi rejects that. So now over here, Rashi says, "My time at Rav, Bishlam Lishmua Lishnakama, Misaver Milse, Vichol Malkum Kana Shri Satachas Ilan, Aval Inan Yodin Ezo Dal Amos Kana." So Shmuel's is very logical. So he loses from his 1,000 amos based on the distance of the tree, right? His 4,000 amos that he's allowed to walk, you subtract the whole distance of the tree because we don't know which spot of the tree. But Rav, why is Rav so strict that he says you don't get any space under there, right? I understand. You forfeit your current space here. When you say, I'm Kona Shvisa over there, so that's very fair. Right now, this location, you're not Kona Shvisa, and therefore you wouldn't get 2,000 amos. Right? The Mishnah, by the way, said, if he says, I'm not going to reach that place, or he doesn't know the halacha that you can do such a thing, he would say, I'm Kona Shvisa, so he has 2,000 amos. That would be fine. However, right, like there's a question we had Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Rabbanan, if he's asleep, but he doesn't have this awareness, but otherwise he can say, this is my Kona Shvisa. But why if he would say, okay, I'm not over here, but what's the problem? Why can't he be over there? Right? Shmuel lets him project himself over there. Why would he not say that? And again, we're talking about the case of where he didn't specify where. He said under the tree as opposed to by the trunk of the tree, which is a specific Dalet Amos. So there's going to be two possibilities, two girsos of Rav according to Rav's reason and an Afkamina. Amar Rav, my time at Rav, Mishum Delo Mesayim Asrei. Because he did not designate his place, he didn't specify. Therefore, we don't know. That's how we've been explaining it, right? He did not specify his Dalet Amos, and therefore we have to go Masafik and Chamar Gamal. We'll see this more. He didn't specify. So therefore, it's as if he didn't declare a place there, but he did reject where he is. Amar Rabba. Because again, the whole concept of being Kona Shvisa, you might say, hey, that's not fair. Like, you know, maybe he didn't reject it. If you don't accept his redesignation, he didn't reject it. You might say that, but the truth is that the whole concept of Kona Shvisa, we know based on the discussion of Hefker objects and sleeping persons, that there's a certain das that's here. So if you are with das not declaring here, doesn't mean, you know, just because we don't accept your actual designation, because that won't work for some other reason, doesn't mean we don't accept your rejection of this spot, because you need das. Vika demri amar Rabba my time at a Rav. Some learn it this way, that he said, what's the reason of Rav? Mishum de kasavar kol she'eno bezeh achar zeh afilo bas achas eino. That there's a principle that we're going to spend the rest of the Alma discussing, which is that if something cannot happen consecutively, kol she'eino bezeh achar zeh, afilo bas achas eino. Even at one time, it can't be. So if you cannot, the application over here is that what it looks like he's doing basically is by saying under the tree, he's trying to acquire multiple 4 amos spaces. He says, I am Kona Shvisa under the tree. I'm Kona Shvisa under the tree. So I'm Kona, this 4 amos space, and this 4 amos space, and this 4 amos space, and this 4 amos space. Now, I cannot do so since consecutively. Once I declare this is my Makom Shvisa, I cannot say, okay, and actually I'm now over here, this is my Makom Shvisa. I cannot change it. I can't do it consecutively. So I also can't do it bebas achas. I can't do it at one shot. And therefore, none of them would take effect. Not a single one. You might say, okay, so at least let one of them work. If he's Kona 10, like I don't know how big the tree is. Let's say it's 8 amos under the space on the tree. So he, there's two 4x4 Amma spaces that he acquired. So let's, well, assuming not like the Rabbanan that said that the 4 Amos is, could be 8 Amos, you know, there's a three opinions of that. But so let's say, let's let him acquire one of the two. So no, because he acquired both, and you can't do it consecutively, so you can't also do it at one shot and walk out with one of those things. My binayu, so what is there enough community between these two gersos of Rav according to the reason of Rav? Ika binayu to Amar liknu li ba'arba amos. Migo Shmona. Somebody who says, I want to acquire 4 out of the 8 Amos. Right? So he says, there's 8 Amos under that tree. I intend to acquire 4 of them. So, Mandam or Mishun Dolom Asayim Asrei. Hello, Asayim Asrei. If the problem is the lack of specificity over here, that he didn't designate a particular location, then that remains a problem. He says there are 2 4x4 Amma spaces, and I'm acquiring one of them, but I'm not telling you which one, right? So that remains a problem. That's just as bad as saying under the tree, not right. However, uman d'amar mishum kol sheina b'zeh achar zeh afilu bas achas eno haika 4 Amos dami d'hocha 4 Amos kamar. But if the problem with what we said is that when he says I'm designating my space under the tree, and what he's essentially doing is trying to acquire 2 spaces at once or multiple spaces at once, and that doesn't work because it can't do it consecutively, so you can't do it at one, obviously can't do it at one time. But over here he's not trying to do that. Over here he's saying I'm only acquiring 4. I didn't specify which 4. But according to this version of Rav, it's not a problem. Not specifying is not a problem. The problem is that you were trying to acquire more spaces at one time than you're allowed to. But over here, he's not doing that. He's saying, I'm acquiring 4 out of 8. So according to this version of Rav, according to this version of Rav would probably be makel in this case and say, oh, that's not such a problem.
If you didn't see the guy go in, which
he can, and he'd probably hold like Shmuel in that situation. That, you know, Chamar Gamo. Yeah. So fine. So your designation works. We just don't know which space. So in this, according to the second understanding of Rav, in this case where he says I want to acquire 4 out of 8 Amos, Rav would agree with Shmuel here. Gufa. Now then the rest of the Amud is going to be analyzing this principle that Rava said, that Rav subscribes to, which is that anything that cannot be done consecutively does not count as anything that has no value if it's done in one shot. And we're going to bring 3 challenges to this principle, and we'll see if it holds through. Gufa. Let's challenge that from Mishnah. So Abaye challenged Rav. Again, Rav is the one who quoted this in the name of Rav, at least in the second gear. So yeah, however we understand this, he's challenging the second gear. Hamarba b'masros, somebody who increases his meiser, meaning that he gives more than necessary. Meiser, unlike truma, which is you can designate whatever amount you want, right? There's a chazal, a recommended 40th, 50th, or 60th, based on, you know, like how many times the waiter comes and fills up the water. You know, the different percentages, 40th, 50th, 60th, based on how generous you are. 3 mitos by truma, but that's derabanan. But really, you can give as much as you want. Meiser is specifically 10. A 10%, and you're not supposed to be marbe on meiser. When it comes to meiser kesafim, you just want to give extra tzedakah, that's fine. But we're talking about something that has a halachic designation as meiser that can only be eaten by the levi, and the levi has to, that halachic status of meiser, you're not allowed to increase. So marbe meisros, perosav misukanin, meiserosav milkukalin. The fruits are considered misukan, meaning that it's considered tithe, that you're allowed to eat from it, but the maisra itself, that portion was taken off, is makulkal, it's ruined. The reason for that is that the maisra has included with it some fruits that are actually not allowed to be considered maisra, but they didn't have maisra taken off them. So it's essentially a little bit of tevel with the maisra, right? So let's say you had 10 bushels, right? You have 10 bushels, and you want to give 10% of that. Even at this point at night, good. One. So we have this one that you want to give to Meister. Let's say I'm designating these two as Meister. Okay. So I can eat the 8 because Meister was taken off. But now of these two that are Meister, one of them is not halakhically considered Meister.
It's not therefore, Meister wasn't taken off at that
one. And Meister wasn't taken off. And now we have these two, but it's a mix of Meister and Tevel. Wow. So now we ruined it for the Levi. Sorry. So, but hold on. Amai. Lema kol she'eino bazachar zeh, afilu bazachas eino. But wait, but shouldn't nothing have happened halakhically? Because
so you shouldn't be able to eat.
Yeah, well, it should be all. Yeah, you shouldn't be able to eat anything. It should all be really, really untied, because I can't take off Meiser and then take off more and say, this is also Meiser. That doesn't do anything. Right? We don't get stuck in that problem that we just stated. If I would say I'm declaring one bushel is Meiser, good, separated. You know what? And another bushel is Meiser. That's a meaningless action. So it doesn't take effect zeh or zeh, so it shouldn't be able to take effect the bas achas and ruin everything. But we say it ruins everything. And it ruins the Meiser, but really the whole thing should be considered untied and nothing should have happened. So the Gemara says, no. Shani Meiser, no, Meiser's different. De'ise l'chatzayin. Because you're able to split it. You're able to split the fruits and declare partial fruits as Meiser. De'amar tikdosh palga. If you would say, I'm sanctifying over here as Meiser, declaring Meiser half of it, half of the wheat, Kidsha, it's going to be considered sanctified and considered Meiser. Meaning that we don't assume in this case that he's adding on to the 10%. He's still giving 10%. The way we're interpreting this case is that you gave 10%, but it's spread out on, let's say, 20% worth of produce. Because it's like half of this stock of wheat and half of this stock of wheat. So it's 20% of produce. You're marba the amount of produce pieces, but you didn't increase 10%. So we're not talking about that. Okay. New case. Also, Meiser. But Amar Rabba, but Rabba has stated elsewhere, Yatu Shnayim Basiri, if you have two that went out as the 10th, so this is referring to Meiser Behema. The way it works with Meiser Behema is that 1/10 of the animals have the status of Meiser Behema, which is basically like Meiser Sheni, it's eaten by the owner in Yerushalayim. So what happens is that you have animals walk through the corral, and every 10th animal, you have to announce it. You say, this night, you count them, this is the 10th. And then you paint it, make a mark on it, and that's considered your Meiser Behema. So, and now, you cannot declare two at once. Yatsu Shnayim Basiri, if two of them came out as the 10th, Vikara Nasiri. And he says, you guys, you two, you're the 10th. Asiri, ve'echad asar, mo'arvin zeh b'zeh.
What does that mean?
So the 10th and the 11th, right, you call both of them the 10th, but the 10th and the 11th are mixed together. I think lahalacha, what's going to happen is one of them is going to be brought as a shlamim.
This is a question, right?
What?
This is all a question.
This is a challenge.
Okay.
Right, but wait, why should that happen? If I say two of them at once, let's play it out differently. Let's say if one walked in, and we say 10, and the next one walks in, and then it says, and we say, oh, you're the 10. That wouldn't mean anything. So why should it work with Bas Achas that they're both declared 10. That shouldn't make sense. Shani Meiser Behema de'ise b'zeh or zeh b'tos. No, well, Meiser Behema is also different because there is a concept of it happening consecutively and the declaration is meaningful. How? In the case of Taos, when he made a mistake, well, as we'll see in this Mishnah. Ditnan krala tishi asiri. He calls the 9th animal that walks to the 10th, right? 7, 8, and he got distracted, and he 10. Oh. Ula Siri Tishi. And so the tenth one comes down. He's like, okay, you're the ninth. Ula Chadasar Asiri. But then since he just said ninth, he went back and counted the tenth. It's like how my father used to show me he had 11 fingers. You know, 1, 2, 3, 7,
10. 9, 8, 7,
yeah,
6,
he had two different tricks. I forgot the other one. But that's kind of what happened here. Right? So we have this animal walking through. It's the ninth animal. He said it was the tenth. Uh-oh. Then the tenth animal walks through, and he wants to undo it. So he's like, oh, that's the ninth. And then the 11th animal walks through, and since he just said ninth, he says 10. So what's going on here? So, L'chadas Asiri, Shlashtan Mekudshin. They're all considered Mekudash. And this is the case of Taos. So in this case of Taos, so since we do have where it's actually possible, meaning even the 11th animal is considered part of it because he declared a 10th, but Taos. So we do have a concept of where it's, if it's Zeh Achar Zeh, where a declaration has value, therefore, even with Bas Achas, it we don't say Eino. Right, the whole premise was that if it can't happen consecutively, then declaring it at one time is meaningless. And we have over here, but over here it seems to be meaningful that we declare two at the one time, right? Because we do have a concept of zeh achar zeh, where it is meaningful. If it was in Taos, even the 11th is considered part of the chevra that's considered like meiser, or at least you have to bring as a carbon shalom. Yeah. Okay. So that's not a good raya against this rule, because this is not a case of Zachar Zed is Eino. Zachar Zed actually does have value here, therefore Bas Achas is possible. Okay, last try. Vahari Toda Delesa Batos Velesa Bazachar Zed. But what about a Korban Toda? Korban Toda is brought with 40 loaves of bread. Did we speak about this on Shua's name? I think we did.
Spoke a lot of things.
I think it was one of the major topics.
It was great. I enjoyed it.
So we're speaking about the 40 loaves and what it corresponds to, the four different types of of the things that you bring Korban Toda for. Right, so Korban Toda is brought for someone who is in one of four distressing situations, right? They're by sea or through a desert or whatever it is, and there are 40 loaves of bread that are brought. But let's say so we don't have Zachar Zeh, meaning if you say 40, these 40 loaves are with the Korban Toda. And then you say, and now these 40 loaves are also part of a Korban Toda. So the second set of 40 is meaningless. So Zachar Zeh doesn't mean anything. And there's also no case of Taos, where you say, I made a mistake, and you declare the whole thing. And we're going to show you in a moment that Babas Achas, there is value to it. So that's going to be the problem. Again, if we have a case where Zachar Zeh doesn't work, but Vas Achas it does work, that disproves this rule. So let's see it. The Itmar, it was stated, Toda Shenishchata Al Shmonim Chalos. If you have a Toda that was shechted with 40 loaves of bread, by the way, we're very, very sensitive when it comes to the Korban Toda. Because what's unique about the bread by the Korban Toda?
It's matzah. It's not matzah.
So a quarter of the loaves, 10 of the 40 loaves, are chametz. And usually there is no chametz at all in the Beis HaMikdash for any of the Korban Mincha, any of the bread offerings. It's always matzah. There are only two exceptions. The other one is the Shelech, which is why we spoke about it on Shavuos. The Shtei Lechem and a quarter of the loaves of the Korban Toda. So we're very careful about not bringing any extra bread, because that's actually a violation of an Isser of bringing chametz in the Beis HaMikdash. So anyway, Shenishchat al Shmonim, it was slaughtered with 40 Shmonim Chalos. Chizki Amar Kidshu Kidshu Allah Mem Mitoch Shmonim. So and Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Kidshu Allah Mem Mitoch Shmonim. So Chizkiya says, what happens in this case? They brought 80, so 40 of them count as Kodesh, as part of the Karban, and 40 of them are ignored. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, nothing. But at least according to Chizkiya, within the sheet of Chizkiya, 40 consecutively it wouldn't work, but we're actually, at this moment, we're going to accept 40 out of the 80. So it sounds like Babas Achas, these are coming Babas Achas, and we're going to accept these. So Ha Itmar Allah, so Chizkiya's is a rejection of this, because you can't do it consecutively. If you would bring 40 and then 40 more, the 40 more would be meaningless. So over here we bring 80 together. How can you count 40 of them? So Ha'imar Labadu stays around this. Amar Bzeira. Hakol Modim Hecha Da Amar Liktishu Arba'im Mitoch Shmonim Dekadshin. And Lo Yikad Shebarim Ela Im Kain Kadshu Shmonim. So everybody agrees that where they sanctified, when he said, I'm going to sanctify 40 out of these 80, dekadshi, that they count. That if, meaning if you have 80 loaves there, Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan both agree that you can declare 40 of them as the carbon. And lo yikdashu arbayim, ela im kein kitshu shmonim. Sorry, is this wrong? This is the second case. Ella imkain kadshu shmonim. Right. So, but if he says lo yikdashu arbayim, ella imkain kadshu shmonim. But if he says, don't let even 40 of these count if they're not going to be, if their friends aren't going to be included. If not all, if you're not going to be all 80, then nothing. It's all or nothing. If somebody declares all or nothing, kuli ama lo pligi lo kitshu. So, this case, we're not talking about where he said 40 out of the 80, because everyone, Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiah, we both agree, 40 out of the 80, you declare that, then 40 out of the 80 are fine. It's fine. Nothing's happening but Ba'as Achas. And this other case, so he would say, it's all or nothing, everyone agrees, of course it doesn't work. Ki pligi, the stoma. The machlokis is if he didn't specify anything. And it's just a question of how we understand his intent. Mar savar lech rayus kamechavein v'atanai asinu. One master, Chizkiah, holds that we assume, why is he bringing 80? He's bringing 40, and 40 of them are achrayus, meaning backup. If something goes wrong with these 40, these are backup. And they're brought al-tanai. But he's not actually bringing these other 40. It's not bringing 80 in one shot. We're counting 40 of them. He says he brings 40, and Chizkiah assumes, I assume that he's bringing 40 as a backup, but they don't really count anything. That's just, you know, al-tanai. But really what's happening is only 40 are being brought. Umar Savar, and the other master, Rabbi Yochanan, holds, L'karban gadol kamachavein. This guy is trying to bring 80 loaves over here. He's trying to bring 80. He's trying to bring a massive carbon, and that's what we assume. That's what Rabbi Yochanan assumes, and therefore we don't accept that. But this is not really addressing this situation of Ba'as Achas. They're talking specifically in a case of just revealing his intent. What do we assume his intent was? Was his intent to bring a giant carbon, and therefore we reject it? Or was his intent to just bring 40 and 40 as a backup, and therefore we accept it? But it's not where he's where we know he's bringing 80 and 40, and we're not going to count the 40 or not. That's not what the case is. So this is not a rejection to the principle that something that comes zeh or zeh, only something that can be zeh or zeh can it be the Ba'as Achas.